Support for WAMC comes from Proctor's, presenting the Zoppé Italian Circus, outdoors under a real big top tent, in downtown Schenectady, August 9th through the 13th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Alex Morgan headed the game winner in the final minute of extra time to give the United States a thrilling 4-3 win over Canada in women's soccer semifinals yesterday in London. The victory secures a spot for the two-time defending Olympic champs in the gold medal game, where the Americans will take on Japan Thursday. On the track, Sonia Richards-Ross led the qualifying in the opening round of the 200-meter heats, and fellow American teammates Carmelita Jeter and Allison Felix also advanced. China currently sits atop the medals table with 31 golds and 64 total medals. The U.S. is second, 29 golds and 63 medals overall. Medaling events today include the men's discus, women's 100-meter hurdles, men's high jump, and the men's 3-meter springboard diving. Back at home, Prince Fielder and Miguel Cabrera homered in the Detroit Tigers' 7-2 win over the Yanks. Detroit has won 19 of their last 23 home games. The Yankees have lost 11 of 17 overall. And Dustin Pedroia had 3 of Boston's 8 doubles. Aaron Cook pitched 7 solid innings, and those combined to give the Red Sox a win over the Rangers, 9-2. In the NL, the Mets were off yesterday, but Ben Sheets pitched into the 8th inning, and Jason Hayward homered to lead the Atlanta Braves 6-1 over the Phillies. The Braves have beaten the Phillies 7 straight times. A former Boston Red Sox player is helping out a youth baseball organization in New Hampshire. A lightning strike leveled a storage shed, destroying thousands of dollars worth of equipment that belonged to the Goffstown Babe Ruth organization. WMUR-TV reports a nonprofit group led by former Red Sox third baseman Kevin Youkilis will replace all the equipment that was destroyed. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.